Welcome back in. Time again for our CenturyLink rapid fire fan questions for the coach. Coach, you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. I think weather's on everybody's mind this week. Steve Weber writes, on cold weeks, do you prefer to practice inside to avoid injuries, or do you prefer to go outside to try to prepare for the conditions that you might face on Sunday?
Well, ultimately, the safety is the big issue, but we have grounds crews here that do a tremendous job of, you know, plowing the field, whether we elect to go on grass, which we have heated fields so they're not frozen and they are safe, or whether we go, you know, on the turf outdoor field. And then ultimately now we have this great new indoor facility that we have that option. So we've got all the options. A lot of it is, you know, where we're playing, what the weather, you know, forecast is, and all those things are evaluated every week.
And this week it worked out great. New facility inside, and you got an indoor opponent coming up, so worked out just fine. Jason Lawson writes, what time do you start your day?
Well, I get up at 6 a.m., and I'm here in the office usually by about 6:30. And then, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's 11-ish p.m. Before we get out of here. Thursday, we'll get out probably around 9 o'clock. And then Friday's family day, if we're not traveling like we are this week.
David Greeno writes, do you think Denver will be a good host city for the Super Bowl?
I think it'd be outstanding. I think that was part of the motivation, I think, for the new facility. There's a locker room in there, you know, great facility for a team to, you know, to spend, you know, during Super Bowl week. So I think it'd be an outstanding place.
I'll agree to agree with you there. Okay, time for the kid question. Let's see what we got this week.
Hi, I'm Daniel Woodley. I'm 14 years old. Coach Fox, do you have any plans after your coaching years are over?
Straight to the point. You going to relax and enjoy it? Or
I don't know when that will occur. You know, I have friends of mine that always say that you know, they don't know what they do with themselves after they retire, and they end up coming back. So I'm not quite there yet, so time will tell.
That's all the time we have on tonight's show. We want to thank John Fox as well as Julius Thomas for joining us this week. The Broncos kicking off against the Rams in St. Louis this Sunday at 11 a.m., remember to tune in to Fox 31 Denver News at 5 for all of the highlights and post-game reactions from St. Louis. We'll see you then.